Well, national news made by local companies, certainly in our region. John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Tyson and Walmart in the news. We'll recap that in just a minute. Friday was a record day again for the Dow and the S&P. Dow up 88 points, S&P up about 9, new records. NASDAQ up another 25 points. And the Asian markets are at the highest levels that we've seen in almost 3 years this morning. As we speak, the futures here in the United States, Dow futures down about 11 points, no big deal. Of course, what drove the market on Friday was some really good economic data, which Mark talked about. Fifth month in a row that job creation, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, above 200,000, 217 in the month of May. Slow but steady as it goes is what they say, economic growth. But one of the things that's still troubling is the labor participation rate remains at about 62%. That's back to where it was back in about the 70s. The unemployment rate remains stable at 6.3%. Now, Tyson's been in a bidding war trying to acquire Hillshire Foods, and it appears over the weekend they won. They were going to pay $7.7 billion for the company. That's $63 a share. Now, that's up 77% before the bidding war started. The other company that was involved in that was Pilgrim's Pride, a number two chicken company in the U.S., controlled by a Brazilian company. They offered $1 billion more than Pilgrim's Pride increased bid from last week. Of course, Hillshire makes things like Jimmy Dean sausage and ballpark franks, and then, of course, their lunch meat that you see all the time. But one of the things that's going to have to happen is that Hillshire is going to have to terminate its announced acquisition of Pinnacle Foods, and that owns brands like Vlasic's and Pickles, and, of course, they make the TV dinners in Fayetteville. That's a $163 million breakup fee that Pinnacle is going to receive for just getting kicked to the curb. Pretty easy money. In terms of Walmart, we know that the Walmart stockholders meeting wrapped up on Friday, and of course lots of entertainers, but other things going on there, they're kind of interesting. That is that all 14 directors were easily elected, and some of the stockholder initiatives that were on the that were proposals to be voted on were voted down, including one that would have replaced Rob Walton as the chairman. There was a group that wanted to elect an independent chairman of the board. That's not going to happen. In fact, it looks like the succession plan is in place because the stockholders appointed a new chairman, Gregory, a new vice chairman, Gregory Penner. You might wonder who he is. Well, he's married to Rob Walton's daughter, so the succession plan is in place. It's going to stay that way as long as, of course, the Walton family wants it to be that way, because they still control 51% of the stock, which is an incredible number when you look at a company whose market value is $250 billion. One of the sad things that, of course, happened is that Walmart had to issue an apology regarding a wreck that happened in New Jersey. You probably saw where former Tracy Morgan, former star of Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock, was critically injured in a wreck involving a Walmart truck in New Jersey on Friday. He's still in critical condition. One of the people that was with him in the van that was hit by the Walmart truck, unfortunately, didn't make it and passed away. So Walmart in the news. Coffee prices, if you're a coffee drinker like me, well, get ready to pay more. Kraft increasing prices 10%, including Maxwell House Smucker, increasing prices 9%, Folgers brand, Dunkin' Donut roast brands, and others. And this is the day that Apple splits 7-for-1. The stock closed at $645 and some change on Friday. It'll open this morning at $92 and some change. Maybe the stock will go higher from here. The stock is up $135 a share, or 22%, just in the last 35 trading days. Some of the, quote, experts say that the stock will go above $100 a share this week. Others say no. Because of the split, it's going to sell off and trade down. We'll see. But a big day for Apple. If you own that stock, you're going to have 7 shares instead of 1 in your account this morning.
Yeah, and it makes it easier to buy. That's $645 a piece, pretty steep.
It is indeed.
All right, John, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, talking about how people are investing their money. You may have a question or an idea, something he brought up or something you've been thinking about. He'd love to visit with you at Stern, Agee & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The phone number is 479-782-2527.